USA Radio News.
A 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Anchorage, Alaska today, leaving a lot of damage in its path. Steve Strait is the CEO of KRUP Radio, which is a USA Radio News affiliate. He explains what he saw.
The studios just began shaking uncontrollably. Fortunately, I was in a chair. Much of the equipment fell on the just fell off shelves, the walls, even though it's secured for earthquakes. And the initial earthquake went on for about a minute, to where you could barely stand up. The building shaking violently. Stepped outside. There were flashes. It was still dark at that time. Snow on the ground. Flashes of light in the darkness of transformers popping off.
President Trump is in Argentina for the G20 summit, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Scientists say our planet recently rang like a bell. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
National Geographic is reporting that it happened a few weeks ago, a mysterious rumble rolling around the world. Seismic monitors first picking the event up near Madagascar. It was then picked up in Chile, New Zealand, and Hawaii. A seismologist at Columbia University saying he'd never seen anything like it. Goran Ekstrom says it was as though the planet rang like a bell, maintaining a low-frequency monotone as it spread. French scientists say they suspect the ringing may have been caused by a new underwater volcano forming near Madagascar, though as of now, no one is certain what it was from. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Car makers, buyers, and enthusiasts are gathering at the L.A. Convention Center today for the 2018 L.A. Auto Show. The automakers will be releasing some of their latest and greatest models. The show runs through December 9th, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Saturday is World AIDS Day. December 1st has been set aside as a day to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. U2 frontman Bono, in an interview with Jenna Bush Hagar from NBC's Today Show, talks about his role as a consultant to former President George Bush on HIV and AIDS.
PEMFAR is the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, and your old man has led the world on, I think it's the single greatest health intervention in the world, in the history of medicine, fighting a single disease.
The SEC championship game between Georgia and Alabama is being held this Saturday in Atlanta. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Ahead of the big SEC game Saturday in Atlanta, fans of both teams making predictions at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery in Fayetteville, Georgia, mostly Dogs fans and a lone Alabama fan.
So who are you rooting for in the game?
The Dogs.
Here at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery, diehard Dogs fans gearing up for the big game, making predictions over breakfast with a lone Alabama fan.
This call from Peachtree City. Roll Tide, roll, baby. Bama's gonna win.
But don't tell that to Phil from Fayetteville.
I've been living here for about 50-something years. The Dogs, naturally. Kirby Smart, yeah, he's going to do good.
Malcolm saying,
this is going to be a knockdown dragout, and whoever's the best will win.
Kickoff in Atlanta is set for 4 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.